Hey, what's up? I'm Andrea Collins, and welcome to the Mindful Mostly podcast. You know, I'm pretty into mindful living. I mean, mostly. I'm just a girl who wants to live her healthiest, most mindfully motivated life, but I am not perfect or anything. That's why this show is about balance. It's a wellness show, but an honest one. No judgment here. In 2018, I want to achieve so much. I want to crush it in my career. I want to grow on the inside and lead with my soul. I want to stop using so much dry shampoo because I worry that it's penetrating my brain. And I don't want to hold back any parts of who I am. And I think that you're the same. Thank you so much for all of the amazing feedback, you guys. You can join the community at Mindful Mostly on Instagram and give me a shout out when you're listening. I want to know what you're up to. Plus, subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. I'm dropping them left, right, and center. This week, we've got one of the world's biggest clairvoyants, Carlyn Rae. And have you ever wanted to receive a big sign from the universe so you know what you're doing is right or wrong? What about connect with your soul family? Yeah, she's gonna tell us how to do just that. But first, it's time for the Soul Nugget Shoutout. It's when I read your inspiring quotes off Instagram. This one comes from Marie-Annick Boisvert, who says, "If you have a family that loves you, a few good friends, and a roof over your head, you're richer than you think." Preach, woman. Plus, this one from hashtag NYSwag, who says, "Being an adult is like folding a fitted sheet. Nobody really knows how." All right, on the line, one of the world's top clairvoyants. She is one badass lady with punk rocker hair. It's Carlyn Rae.
I really do have punk rock hair.
What does it look like right now?
Right now, my hair is all silver by choice because be screwed if that was going to happen to me naturally, with a huge purple chunk going right through it. And I've got the pink mohawk.
Wouldn't expect anything less. All right, now I want to talk about something today that I think is so cool and it gives me goosebumps. And it's signs from the universe.
Yeah, I'll tell you something that's even better than when you start to notice it, when you start creating them and getting them. Like, there is nothing better than creating signs and the universe delivering and giving you the signs. It is like crack on a cracker, I'll tell you. There's nothing like it.
Yeah. Crack on a cracker is right. I can tell you, I had finished doing something really, really big a while ago and it was a lot of stress. The moment it finished, I said to someone, "Hey, what time is it?" And they said, "Oh, it's 11:11." And I thought, "Oh, because isn't that the universal number?"
People claim that it is, and it isn't. We all have our own numbers. So 11:11, just so you can understand, is a power, okay? So in numerology, it's the number of power. So it's synchronicity sort of at its finest. But we all have our own numbers that develop our own sort of inner power, okay? So 11:11 means for everybody in the world, pay very close attention because you are right on track. So when you see 11:11, it means you are right directly on the path you're meant to be on. You are in sync with your soul contract, okay? Mm. The contract that you create before you ever get here. But we have other numbers that are very important to us. I know for mine, it's 7-Eleven. And whenever I see 7-Eleven, not the grocery store, but I used to laugh at people that 7-Eleven became my number because I was 500 pounds at the time and I like junk food, but it's not true. So whenever I see 7-Eleven, I know that I'm going in the right direction. When I see 11-Eleven, it means I'm on the right direction.
Okay, so if people see that, then they need to know, okay, you're doing something right.
Yeah, when you see 11-Eleven, you're not doing something right. You are exactly on your contracted path. When you see your number that you see often, it means that you're on the road, right? So it's like a GPS in your car, okay? When the GPS says to you, you know, go ahead for 500 kilometers till you turn left, that's when you see your number, okay? That means you're on the right road, but you're not at your destination yet. When you see 11:11, you've hit your destination.
Can you ask for other signs? Like, I know in particular, I have a thing with feathers. And when I see them, I get excited on my path or if they're on something I'm reading, because I've kind of determined that as my little sign from the universe. Can we choose one and then say, hey, in the next month, I want to see it?
So there's two different types, okay? And the one that you're talking about right now that you see feathers all the time, that's actually your guides. That's your soul family. So your loved ones that have passed on around you. Whenever you see feathers, they're letting you know that they're with you all the time. Okay. So they're letting you know that they are there with you at that moment. For me, that sign is a raven. Everywhere I go, there's ravens. Like even in places there is no ravens. I have stories that can make your toes curl. And that's because my grandfather's coming with me and he always comes through as a raven. So when you see something like feathers or a sign that the universe gives you, and that's why I'm telling you they're two different signs. So a sign that the universe gives you that's frequent. So feathers, an owl, a bird, a specific type of animal, you know, a specific type of thing. That's the universe giving you signs. And because they're objects, it's your soul families. And if you were to ever sort of do a history assignment on your family, you would discover that it mattered to them, that that specific thing mattered to your guide. So the only reason I know that the raven's my grandfather is because my grandfather always talked to me about ravens when I was a kid. Does that make sense to you? So a feather is a sign from your soul family.
And is that because you've asked to see it or just because you started seeing it pop up? Okay.
It's because you need it. Yeah, it's because it's their way of sort of communicating with you to let you know that they're there and they're helping you, you know, because really, if you think about it, you've got people in your life that you love, right?
Yep.
When you cross over, is that going to stop you from loving them and wanting to take care of them? I mean, if anything, that just takes away the limitations, right? Now you're no longer limited by your bank account or anything else. Now you've got the entire universe at your database to help them. You're going to do anything you can, right?
How can people determine what theirs is so they can start looking out for it a little bit more?
It happens often. It's repetitive, right? So if it's something that you see all the time or that you've seen lots of, you know, so many of us are like Bruce Almighty, the movie. We see these signs and we don't think that they mean anything, and they do. So if it's something that you see repeating in your life, that's your soul family. They're talking to you. Pay some damn attention. Stop for a second and smell the roses. Pay attention because they're there to communicate with you. That is their job. And you're missing out on an extreme opportunity in your life to have a guide walking with you everywhere you go. And you know, the greatest thing about it is they're not just your guide, they're your family. So not only are they walking with you, but you know them. So just pay attention. They're repetitive signs. But there's other signs too, sweetheart. And that's the second part of the equation. And those are signs that you can create. Okay. And that's where things get exciting. So if you want to know how things are going or that this is something that you should do, then you actually physically create a sign. And so you need to create a sign. You need to create its time limit. So I'm going to give you two examples of that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my first example is when I wrote a list of exactly what I needed my relationship to feel like. I'd been to a psychic years ago. She told me he'd have a green couch. I'm not sure where she got that, but whatever. So on the bottom of the list, I put he must be strongly attached to the color green. 5 minutes later, I ended up meeting the man that I'm sharing my entire life with. And my married last name is Green. So when he introduced himself, he's like, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Brian Green. I was like, oh, that's a little freaky. So my last name is actually Green, which is awesome. So there's those type of signs that are just specific that you create. Okay. And you have to decide what they're going to be. And so there are signs that can take a long time. So for an example, I wrote out the perfect person. He must be strongly attached to the color green. And then they need to show themselves forward. And then there's other signs that you can be very specific and you can give a timeline to. So I'm going to give you another one that's just an example. We were in the process of buying a brand new house years ago. And I'm driving down the road. And of course, I'm like everyone else, right? Is it going to get approved? Am I going to get the house? Oh, my God, I'm so stressed. And so I went, you know, enough is enough. And so I'm driving down the road and I said, okay, so here's the deal. If this house is mine, I am going to see Egyptian color kind of furniture, because I was into Egyptian stuff. I'm going to see Egyptian furniture in the next hour as I'm driving down the road. And about 10 minutes later, I get cut off, almost get into an accident by this old blue pickup truck holding a blue and green love seat and couch with the Egyptian holographics going all the way through it. And I looked at it and I just laughed, right? Because, I mean, I'm a manifestation expert. So if they're going to give me the signs, they're going to give me the signs. I just laughed. I'm like, seriously? So you want to get me killed while I get qualified for the house? So you can ask for a specific sign and you give it a timeline. So if you're going to ask for signs, you jump on the bandwagon and you don't get off the bandwagon. You don't just jump on it for convenience and, oh, I didn't get the sign, but I'm going to do it anyways. No. If you're looking for signs, you ask for a specific sign. And if you don't get the sign, don't do it. And if you do get the sign, don't question, go.
And it's also probably keep your eyes out for the sign because it could show up and maybe you're just staring at your phone.
You don't have to. That's the other thing. You got to understand the universe communicates with you, okay? You don't have to be all eyes open and alert. You will notice. They will make sure you notice, right? You don't, because see, that's trying to control, right? When you think you've got to be so aware and so alert, you're trying to micromanage your life. If you're asking for a sign, have enough faith that the universe is willing and gifted enough to make sure you get your sign. Mm. If you're meant to get it, you will get it. Literally, your TV will turn on. You'll get the damn sign. And if you don't get it, you're not meant to do it. This is about living life in faith, not in control.
I think that's such a good challenge for this week. Like, choose your sign and give it a timestamp, right? And then wait for it. So what should you say, 24 hours or a week or a month? How should we do it so we can see it this week?
Totally up to you. That's the great thing. It's totally up to you. So I like my answers quickly because I'm not the most patient person, as you can possibly imagine working with me for the last few years, honey. I'm not the most patient person on the planet. So for me, it's like if I'm going to get a sign, it's going to be right damn now. So the maximum I go is 24 hours, okay? But if it makes you feel comfortable because you're scared you might make the wrong decision, make it a week. That's fine. Make it a week.
Okay.
Make it a month if you think that's what you need to do, and then move on with your life. Just remember the sign, right? So everything in our life has to be so organic. So my 24 hours could be your week, could be your 2 hours. I've spoken to extremely impatient people. I'm like, make it an hour. Like, if you need it, the answer now, make it an hour. Show the sign in an hour. You got to understand, this is the universe. There is no holdbacks. They have access to everything. Absolutely everything, right? Mm-hmm. Why can't they be in a hurry? If you need it now, ask for the sign now. But if you don't get the sign, accept the answer, right? It's kind of like going and asking, you know, your doctor, saying you got stomach issues, and going to talk to the doctor to get some tests. You don't get to be mad at them that you found out you've got an illness. If you're gonna ask for the sign, follow.
Damn. So that is your challenge wrapped into our chat today. Figure out what your sign is and ask for it. If you want to talk more with this incredibly amazing woman, hit up askkj.ca. And that is your episode 5. Before we go, I want to give a couple shout outs. One to myself for having incorporated yoga pants into my outfit for the past week and a half. Also, shout out to all of you who have reached out on Instagram and online while you're listening. Some people, they're eating salad while they're listening. They're walking the dog. They're driving their kids around town, whatever. I am so glad to be part of this community with you guys. If you haven't joined it yet, hit it up on the gram at Mindful Mostly and subscribe to the podcast because, like I said, I'm sort of dropping them a couple times a week at the moment, kind of all over the place. So I want to make sure you don't miss an episode. Plus, if you want to be part of the Soul Nugget shout out when you go to post that inspirational quote, just make sure to include us in the comments with the hashtag Mindful Mostly. We'll try to get you in there. I'll talk to you next time in yoga pants.